I'd love to do a segment on people who are running these organizations. You know, our great owner in Washington, I think, went to the rehabilitation program and is paying off. So some of these other folks need to follow suit. Quickly, Eric, as our guest, give me a couple of just top performers that you were looking at that you saw this week that were great in terms of their performance in Week 12.
Yeah, I'll be quick. Andre Johnson, the guy had 9 receptions, 188 yards. The week before, he had 14 receptions, 273. This guy is an absolute monster, and I think everybody underestimated him in that injury, that nagging hamstring from last year, but the guy is healthy. He is an absolute beast right now. He's performing at an unreal level. And then on the defensive side, on the same team, J.J. Watt. J.J. Yeah. Watt had 5 solo tackles, 3 sacks, and 2 defended passes. The guy is, I don't even know what you want to call the guy. When I watch him play, he's so big. He's just a big, strong, physical guy. I mean, he's got all these braces on. He looks like a, you know, like a transformer. I mean, this guy is humongous. So those are my 2 impressive performers, Andre Johnson and J.J. Watt.
See, this is the kind of analysis you get when you bring the guru on.
Yes.
So this is why, and the reason why I had him do that, I hope y'all all got your paper, pencils, computers, your iPhone, your iPad, your laptop, ready to make some moves. Because that's why I ended it with him, because, hey.
It's game type, player.
Fantasy football, like Eric Hamilton, RSE, fantasy football expert.
He's got a very unique style, almost European.
K-Zoo Guru.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious.
Football Sensei, Eric Hamilton. Anytime he comes on, he kills it.
With this information right here, man, you're going to be able to go open up rest your lead, man.
Get in the cypher.
Welcome to Week 13 of the Fantasy Football Cypher. Shout out to the Game Changer. Shout out to the Game Changer for his intro for the Fantasy Cypher. Eric, we're bringing you back in. Before we bring you in, I just need to set the table. On the last Fantasy Football Cypher back in Week 9, Eric highlighted some guys that he just could not work with.
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
And one of them was Calvin Johnson. And I just want to thank you for dogging Megatron, because Megatron has been a beast since you dogged him.
Yeah.
So, and as a result, my fantasy team is thriving. How you doing this week, Eric?
I am fantastic, and Calvin Johnson is thriving. I think he was listening, to be honest with you. I think he was listening.
Okay. All right. We'll ride with that. So so we're going to have a little bit of fun this week. We're doing a fantasy football cypher with Eric Hamilton, the fantasy football guru from KZoo. We are going to touch on some waiver wire pickups. We're going to talk about some individual defensive players. And then Eric's got a special segment here of playoff fantasy football. Let's start off with the waiver wire pickup of the week. Who do you have out there for our listeners?
I've got 2. But my number 1 waiver wire pickup for the offense is Bryce Brown. Philadelphia Eagles. You've seen it Monday night. I've seen it. Everyone's seen it. 178 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 4 receptions. Never mind a couple of fumbles that come along with the territory. Let's get into a little bit of analysis on why this guy is gonna produce. And again, we're talking about this guy is going to make an impact for another few weeks. LeSean McCoy, who is obviously a top 3-4 back drafted this year, phenomenal running back. Right now he's stuck in phase 1 of his concussion, okay? So he hasn't passed any baseline tests. He's experienced symptoms and headaches and such like that. So he's not going to play Week 13. He may not play Week 14. So realistically, with this kind of concussion, with him being out like this, similar to Michael Vick, as you see, he might be out for the rest of the year, because why rush him back? You don't have playoff implications.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me?
So the guy could be out for quite a few weeks. So again, you know, Bryce Brown, he's got a unique size and speed package. I mean, the guy is fast. I mean, he's kind of shifty. Again, by halftime, just halftime of the game, he had more fantasy points than McCoy had in any game this season. I'm going to say that again. Maybe Cass didn't hear me. By halftime of this game, this Monday night game, he had more points than McCoy did in any single game.
Okay, I got it that time.
Yeah. So, again, when I say that this guy is going to be a problem for the next few weeks, this is a guy that if he is available, and he's a hot commodity right now because he played on Monday night, everybody's watching. But, I mean, this guy is going to be the starting running back for Philadelphia for at least 2 to 3 weeks. Get him if you can, especially if you need some help at the running back. My second waiver wire pick is Detroit's finest, Ryan Broz. Again, Titus Young, who I was high on early in the season, I don't know what this guy has done wrong, but he's done something wrong to the coaching staff, and he's been sat down. So,
doghouse.
I mean, yeah, he's in a doghouse. I don't know what this guy's going on. But since Broz stepped in on Thanksgiving, he played 81 of the 91 snaps versus the Houston Texans. He caught 6 passes for 126 yards on 12 targets. Now, Detroit Lions throw the ball a ton. Probably lead the league, or they're in the top 3 or 4 as far as passes being thrown. So, again, he had 12 targets. That's right behind Calvin Johnson. So, again, it's been reported that the knucklehead Titus Young is not going to be able to play this week again. So, again, this guy is, I think he's going to be maybe a wide receiver 3, but, you know, he's playing Indianapolis this week. He's got a pretty good schedule, but nevertheless, whoever he's playing, he's the number 2 receiver playing outside of Calvin Johnson, and that's where the coverage is going to be, and they throw the ball a ton. So if you can get this guy, I would definitely grab him. But my number 1 overall pick, Bryce Brown.
So you're listening to the Real Sports Guys on realsportsguys.com. You're listening to Week 13 of the Fantasy Football Cipher with Eric Hamilton. And just a refresh, it's you're headed into Week 13 of the Fantasy Football season. A lot of leagues, this is the last week. For others, it's typically Week 14. And so Eric has gotten you through the season. Okay, as Eric has said in the past, don't get cute. Continue to listen to the guru. He has gotten you this far. Okay? And one of the things that our Fantasy Cipher has done is really focus on individual defensive players in the IDP formats. Now, Eric is going to talk about defensive linemen, linebackers, as well as some defenses that really have him excited for this Week 13. Eric, why don't you talk about your defensive linemen first?
A high pickup early in the year, Mario Williams. Most folks were high on Mario Williams. He was a flat-out disappointment, just a disappointment. Didn't do anything. You might as well say he didn't even play. Over the last few weeks, last 4 weeks, I like to look at things in quarters. He's had 17 tackles, 5 sacks, and a pass deflection. For a lineman, that is good ball. He's playing good ball. He's not playing J.J. Watt ball, but at this point, you can't find a J.J. Watt. So Mario Williams is the best thing that's out there. So if your defensive lineman is struggling, not producing, take a look at the last couple of weeks for Mario Williams because this guy's been putting up numbers. His next couple of games, Jacksonville and St. Louis Rams. Again, Mario Williams is somebody is if you need help at the defensive line position, if you don't got JPP, if you don't got J.J. Watt or Jared Allen, I mean, this is somebody that you want to take a look at.
Eric, let's move on to linebackers. Who are some linebackers that have you excited for Week 13?
Jared Mayo leads the league in tackles. When you look at the New England defense, who has been playing very well this year, most people think about Jared Mayo. Well, let me tell you this. Over the last 4 weeks, again, we look at quarters. Jared Mayo has 40 tackles, which is about 10 per game, which is freaking good. He's got 1 sack. He's got a forced fumble. But his compadre on the other side of him, Brandon Spikes, he's got 39 tackles in the same time frame, 2 fumbles forced over the last 4 games. So, again, Brandon Spikes is somebody that has been flying underneath the radar. But this guy flat-out balls. He get to the ball. So the thing about it is this. Brandon Spikes, he gets a lot of assisted tackles. So again, with you know the difference between a solo and assist is you know somebody run over there and you kind of hold the guy until your compadres come. He's good at that. And so if you play in a league where you get points for assisted tackles, this guy produces. So Brandon Spikes is one guy to keep an eye on. My second candidate to keep an eye on for the linebacker is EJ or Aaron Henderson. Excuse me, Henderson out of Minnesota. So Henderson, he produced very well last year. This year he started out hot. He had 12 tackles in the first game. I mean, the guy was on fire. He had a concussion, missed a couple of games, and he was just not getting back in a rotation. Jasper Brinkley was a starting linebacker along with Chad Greenway, so he just wasn't getting the snaps. But last week he finally got his snaps. He finally was able to get in the game and stay on the field on third downs. Again, we can break out the third down segment on a different occasion, but it's important that you have a linebacker that does not rotate on passing downs. So he finally was able to do that. And when he did that for the first time in about six games, he got that spot back, nine tackles, and one pass deflected. So, again, this is somebody, he is a producer. A lot of guys are going to run on Minnesota, and Chad Greenway does his thing. E.J. Henderson, if he's available, you want to look out for this guy because he's a tackling machine. Go back to last year. Go back to earlier this year. His stats prove it. Whenever he was healthy, the guy is a madman. So keep your eye on E.J. Henderson, also Brandon Spikes.
So a recap, Eric has suggested defensive lineman. He likes Mario Williams for the Buffalo Bills. Linebackers, he's excited about Aaron Henderson as well as Brandon Spikes. And I'll throw in a defensive back, Tyvon Branch. This is a guy that has always been a top five safety defensive back in IDP formats. But he got a stinger and concussion symptoms a couple of weeks ago, and it was unknown if he was going to come back. And so right now in Yahoo leagues, he's available in about 90% of those because a lot of people dropped him and forgot about him. As well as in ESPN leagues, he's available in about 82%, wherein 5 weeks ago when he wasn't injured, it was about 20% of IDP leagues he was available in. So you might be able to snatch a really good defensive back who's going to give you some top five numbers. So that's our IDP wrap-up on week 13 of the Fantasy Football Cypher. Now, Eric, you have a defense. I hope you have some really, really, really good support for this team, because when I saw that you wanted to talk about this team, I said to myself, how many of our listeners are going to trust you considering all the drama that has been going on with this franchise?
Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
So I have set the table for you, man. Talk about this defense and why you think they're one to trust during your playoff run.
So this is the thing with defenses. If you have a stud defense, like Phil does, Chicago Bears, don't worry about that. Yeah, just roll with your defense. Don't be cute.
But right.
If you got a bad defense, somebody giving you 3 points here and there, maybe 10 one week and two the next week or a minus.
Can't do it.
Listen, it's time to play the matchups. If you play the matchups, you can get by. Because, again, it's kind of like playing poker. You're just playing the percentages. So anybody that's playing Arizona Cardinals, start them. Anybody that's playing Kansas City Chiefs, start them. I don't care who it is. So in this particular week, we have the New York Jets. And, again, Fireman Ed, I believe he's bailing on the Jets. I mean, he doesn't want to be associated with them. But the Jets are playing the Arizona Cardinals this week. So just think about this. The Rams D, they gave up 18 points, but they got a pair of pick sixes last week on the rookie quarterback. Arizona, they had the fourth most turnovers on the season. They allow more fantasy points to defenses than any other team. Not even the Jets would screw this up. Even if you go back and look at the Jets and how they've played, they beat the teams they're supposed to beat. It's the other teams, the above 500 teams that they struggle with. That's when the defense doesn't show up. They should put up good numbers for you, the Jets. And a desperate play is the Carolina Panthers. They're playing the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, just looking at the percentages, the odds that they're going to put up more than 13 points, very slim. They're going to turn the ball over. If you're at this point, you don't have a good defense, go ahead and play the percentages. Anybody playing Arizona, anybody that's playing Kansas City. And this week, it's the Jets and the Panthers.
You listen to Real Sports Guys at realsportsguys.com. We're hanging out with Eric Hamilton for week 13 of the Fantasy Football Cypher. Eric has already went through his waiver wire pickups. He just spent a few minutes on his IDP pickups. He suggested that you want to go with the New York Jets, and he gave his reasons. And, you know, I got to say, you won me over. You won me over. I just picked him up from one of my leagues. So now we're going to ride into...
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me?
Eric goes in deep. In week 7 of the Fantasy Football Cypher, Eric went in deep to talk about, for IDP formats, you need to look at how scorekeepers, how liberal they are with the assisted tackles. Okay, I mean, this is the level of analysis. D-Wills kind of got this a few minutes ago with Eric. This is the level of analysis you come to expect from the guru. Eric, playoffs, how to play defense. Take it over.
So this is the thing. At this point of the season, you're in one of three positions. Either you're one, you're in the playoffs, you're just kind of looking around to see if you can solidify your team. Okay, you're already in. Number two, you're right on that fence. You're one win away. You're almost there, almost in the playoffs, and you are looking to fight tooth and nails to get in. Or you're number three, you're out, you're coasting, you're just ready for next year. You're just chalking about it. You stop playing fantasy football, you're just watching the games at this point.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me?
So, primarily for the ones that are in Category 2, you are clawing and scratching to get in the playoffs. All you want to do is get a shot to get in, and you believe in your head that your team will pull some miraculous stuff if you get in. So, at this point, again, you're at the desperation phase. So you want to do what it takes to get in the playoffs. And sometimes you got to go to the underground side of fantasy football, the underworld, the dark side. Now, what do I mean by this? So what you want to do is you want to look at your opponent's team. Look at what his needs are. Look at where he's weak. And what do? You scoop up that position off the waiver wire. Prime example, over the last couple of weeks, I had an opponent or two that needed a certain position. They were weak in a certain position. So what did I do? I would go into the waiver wire, I pick them up, and I drop them. A couple of minutes after picking them up.
Play hate, guru. Play hate. What's up with that?
What the common piece is now that they can't take advantage of that particular player because of the waiver time. It's going to take 2 days for him to be available, et cetera. Again, I know it's dirty. It's the underside. It's the underboss side. And not everybody wants to get grimy like that. But to be smart, to be a true GM, your ultimate goal, what did Herm say you want to do? You play to win the game.
That's right. Sometimes
you have to do some things that you know, you just may have to do some things. The guy in another league that I'm in, he picked up 3 or 4 tight ends and dropped them really quick because he had additional moves and the guy needed a tight end. You know, so sometimes, especially if you're at this point at number 2, which is I'm on the verge of making the playoffs, come on to the dark side, underworld, do what it takes to get into the playoffs. Be smart, be a good GM, make it happen. Eddie DeBartolo style.
All right, so we got a bonus question for Eric. We've been getting some emails and some stuff on Facebook about the Denver Bronco running back situation, and you're going to see if Eric can make some sense of this. All week, heading into week 12, there was talk about Hillman and Ball would be splitting carries, and, you know, I thought Shanahan was still in Denver, man. But John Fox just straight ran the okey-doke, and he started your favorite player, Eric, Knowshon Moreno, okay, and he got all the carries. Eric, can you quickly make some sense of the Denver Broncos situation, running back situation?
You know, he did. He pulled some Shanahanigans is what some folks call it. But the thing about it is this. Moreno, as much as I dislike him for previous years that he didn't perform to the level he should, he's fresh. He's fresh, and they were kind of saving the guy. I mean, Hillman, for whatever reason, they didn't think that he could carry the ship. They didn't think he could hold the flag. He couldn't get it done. Ball is a nice changeup guy. But Marino has that experience, and no one else really has that experience of carrying the ball and touting that ball. Again, you're looking at a team that is not like Philadelphia where they're just trying to try anything just to stay afloat. You've got a bona fide playoff team here, a championship caliber team. So, I mean, they'll continue to try to work Hillman in and get a little bit of ball, but Marino's going to be that guy. And I personally dislike the guy, but, you know, he's fresh. I mean, he looked good. He was cutting well. He can catch pretty good off of the backfield. Marino's that guy. I don't know why they saved him this long, but ride the wave while you can because the guy's injury prone.
So you've been listening to RealSportsGuys.com, and we're wrapping up week 13 of the Fantasy Football Cypher. Eric will be back with us for week 15, right in the midst of the Fantasy Football playoffs. For those who are just downloading the Cypher, feel free to go back, one back in iTunes, and listen to our full two-hour show. So let's move on with our show, and we will kick it over to D-Wheels for Five on the Black Hand Side.
Five on the Black Hand Side.
Yes, yes, yes. So we're here with Five on the Black Hand Side. It's NBA style. We're going to look at players who are arrows are either up or they're going down. We got some players that you know, some of your favorites. And so we'll go around the horn on that to really get in and dig deep with it. Because, you know, the association is up, it's full and running, there's a lot of storylines.